Big weekend last weekend for Dover, and another big weekend this weekend, the 4th of July holiday weekend, as Dover celebrates 400. The Dover 400 crew is with us in studio. We want to talk a little bit about some of those events, because this has been in the making for quite a long time. In fact, it's been in the making 400 years. 400 years, at least 400 years. And we welcome our guests. Sam Allen's here in our studio as well. Good to see you, Sam. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
And Jeanette Poulin, who is the executive director of Dover 400. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having us,
Mike. Had a chance to see you on a rainy Saturday last Saturday. It wasn't bad. We got through it, and it was nice. It was kind of fun.
We did.
I know you were wishing for better weather, but, you know.
But again, it was Dover on the water.
Right. Dover on the water. That's right. So you had it. And Stephanie Baldock joins us as well, and good to have you with us as well. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
So let's talk about, last weekend was the big water stuff, the regatta. The gondola coming down the Cochico River. I mean, Dover 400, I mean, it's almost like the Battle of the Cities here, Dover and Portsmouth, both celebrating 400 years, 1623. Talk about how far in advance you guys have been planning these events, because the Dover 400 group came about when? How many years?
We formed about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Kevin McEnany, he decided that he really wanted to do something big and special for the city, so he formed a committee. Sam Allen has been part of that committee from the very beginning, and I jumped on board probably about 2 years in, but I could tell that all of the hard work that they put into planning and trying to figure out what was the best way to celebrate our city. And now we're starting to see it all come to fruition. And we were so grateful that Stephanie could come on board and help us out with a lot of the big major planning and heavy lifting. And she's doing a fantastic job.
And of course, this weekend, Stephanie, you're one of the board members, obviously, for Dover 400, correct?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about, the big events coming up this weekend. These are some major events coming up this weekend. I mean, Portsmouth had their 400 parade a couple of weeks ago, and they were battling with rain as well. But the rain seemed to stop on that Saturday afternoon, and it was cloudy skies. They had a great turnout up and down the streets of downtown Portsmouth, hoping for a great turnout this Sunday, which is July 2nd, right? July 2nd. Is it 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. The parade will start. It starts right at the Dover Chamber. We're following the same route that we do for the holiday parade.
Right, yeah.
And, we're hoping for good weather because it is a rain or shine event. But we couldn't be more thrilled with the outpouring of support. You know, we're getting close to 90 units for the parade. I think at last check, we were at about 86.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a big parade. It's going to be really interesting because the committee really wanted us to focus on getting some great bands and, you know, getting some great participants that would really reflect the diversity. So we have bands like Groovosity, Brazilian Drum Band. We have the Rhode Island Highlanders that wanted to come up and celebrate with us.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah, we have Chinese Dragons and a Chinese band that's coming, the Roma Italian Band. So we've worked really hard to incorporate, you know, so many different backgrounds and so many different cultures into this event. And of course, all the local people who make Dover tick and just make it the amazing community that it is.
Well, this is like the culmination of the 4th of July weekend, which is kind of cool. July 2nd, Sunday, the Dover 400 Parade, 3 p.m. And all along up and down Central Avenue, you can get a great view of the parade. But this on Saturday, this block party and historical walk. Sam, talk a little bit about this, because this is kind of interesting. I mean, the history of Dover is fascinating to begin with anytime. I mean, I know the Chamber has some historical walks going on throughout different Saturdays throughout the summer. But this whole block party, this seems like to be almost like Apple Harvest Days, but maybe even bigger. Who knows?
Well, I think that, you know, this is really a chance for Dover community organizations, businesses, nonprofits to really showcase themselves. We're giving them a great opportunity to be downtown. It's a great opportunity for our hospitality restaurant businesses to open their doors and welcome people in. I know there's a lot of restaurants that are doing specials and, creating Dover 400 kinds of things. So we're really, really excited about it. I think it's going to be a little bit different than Apple Harvest Festival. I think that the atmosphere and the vibe is going to be just a little bit different. We're really excited about that. We're also really happy about the interactive history walk that we have going on down in Henry Law Park, which is really focusing in on younger people, children, families. We've got the Garrison players that are going to be helping us out with that. We've got several people that will be impersonating, you know, historical figures from Dover's history, you know, and really engaging young people as they go down through the park.
Yeah, and for all the listing of events, you can go to the website, Dover400.org, Dover the number 400.org, always a lot of fun. Obviously, Jeanette, this has been something that has been in the works for a long, long time, and a lot of work from a lot of people, a lot of volunteers. You can't do it without so many volunteers and board members and people that are surrounding you today, obviously. But when you look at this particular year in the planning, and now these events are coming to fruition now, I mean, what are your thoughts? You know, winding down, I mean, the planning is done. Now just the activities have to commence and continue for a while.
That's right. So here's our time to have fun.
Yeah.
It's our opportunity to jump in and volunteer and be very much a part of the community as people come out to all of our events. And we just want to have fun with this.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is, you know, and people are still, I hate to say it, people are still coming out of those COVID years. And the one thing that we lacked from the COVID years was this sense of community. All those events like parades and things like that, all the gatherings of cities and towns, they were all canceled for those, you know, 1.5, 2 years.
Exactly.
So I think people are missing that getting together. So hopefully with some nice weather, you'll have some great crowds both Saturday and Sunday, I think. I think so.
Yeah, we really hope so. We really hope that the community will come out and celebrate with us. It's only once in a lifetime your city is going to turn 400 years. So we, you know, we have something planned for everybody of all ages.
Yeah.
And, you know, on Saturday, we also have some bands that are going to be playing in the pavilion. And it's going to be a great opportunity for families to come out and enjoy. So we really, really want to get our city hyped up and excited to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, one of the things I've been really impressed with this has been the support from the people in the city for this activity. I want to particularly thank the city employees that have been so helpful and so willing to do anything that we've asked them to do. It's been a real joy and a pleasure to work with all of them. They've been really excited and really engaged with us. So I just want to thank them.
Yeah, good shout out to all those people that, I mean, you can't do any of these events without the city's help, the police, the fire, and all the people that surround you as far as the Dover 400 board goes. Let me just ask you this. I mean, last weekend was a big weekend with the Antique and Classic Car Show. You had the regatta coming down from Hilton Park down the Cochico River on the gondola into downtown Dover. And now you've got Saturday, the block party and historical walk. And on July 2nd, the Dover 400 parade. Of course, the fireworks in Dover being shot off in two different places this year, which is kind of nice. But after that, things quieted down a little bit. But you do have some activities going on in continuing the celebration and observance of Dover 400, right?
We do. And I want to just mention two other things that are happening this week. On tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Dover Public Library, the Cochico Quilters Guild is going to be unveiling a Dover 400 quilt. And they've constructed that using reproduction textiles that were made at Dover, at the Dover Mills.
Nice.
So we're really excited about that. So anybody's invited to come to that at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the library and see that amazing quilt. We also have an encampment at the Woodman that we're partnering with the Woodman on, which is going to be bringing the Piscataqua Company, which are a group of reenactors that will be depicting what the early settlers were like that landed at Hilton Point. I think everybody thinks, oh, they're looking like Puritans. Well, they weren't. They were fishermen. They were loggers. They were, you know, people that were looking
to a little bit of everybody.
Right, exactly. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to go to the Woodman, see these people, talk to them, learn a little bit more about the early history of Dover.
Yeah, and there certainly is quite a lot of history of Dover. I remember having Tom Hindle, who used to be the director of the Woodman for many, many years, and a great representative of Dover's history. Mm-hmm. Boy, I just learned so much being in this community for so many years, and it was great to see Tom Hindle come in and do some things. Guys and ladies, I want to thank you for coming in. I think this is going to be a great weekend. I hope it's a great culmination, a great summer of celebration for Dover's 400. So we want to remind people once again they can get all the listings of all the activities in this 400th year of Dover at Dover400.org. That's Dover, the number 400.org. And, of course, this week, July 1st, this Saturday, a block party, historical walk, 10 o'clock to 4, Dover's historical interactive walk at Henry Law Park. the block party from 10 a.m. to 9 with bands at the pavilion and vendors on Central Avenue. Oh, I wanted to mention, if the weather's good, there'll be a Black Hawk helicopter coming down.
Yes, there will.
That's pretty cool to see. If you haven't seen one of those, that's a pretty interesting attraction. That's worth the price of admission.
Sure.
And the admission is free, of course.
Sure. Well, we really hope that everybody turns out with their family and friends and really make this a real community and celebration. I think it's going to be really fun. We've put a lot of work into it and really try to plan a lot of really enjoyable activities. I want to, tip my hat to Stephanie. Stephanie's got both the block party and the parade that she's been coordinating and organizing. And so she's been really amazing, and we're really thankful to have her on our committee.
Well, Stephanie, 90 units in the parade, that's pretty good. That's moving.
It is. And we really feel it's setting the tone. There's so many great things that will be going on through the end of the year, and we'll still have the Dover Holiday Parade, which will kind of be a culmination of ending, during the holidays and what have you. So we're hoping this puts the holiday parade in great shape, and a lot of these people will come back.
Looking forward to it. Dover, the number 400.org. All the information about this weekend's events and any future events through the end of 2023, the 400th year of the city of Dover. Jeanette, thank you for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Great to see you,
Sam, too. Sam, thank you for sharing your information.
Thanks,
and,
Mike.
Stephanie, good to see you, and thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend to all.